USA News, I'm John Schaefer. On Wednesday evening, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce between Israel and Hamas. The Qatari foreign minister stated the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners. Currently, 145 individuals remain hostages. Discussions are reportedly underway for a potential extension of the deal. President Biden is addressing Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert in her district. During his visit to the world's largest wind tower manufacturer in Pueblo, Colorado, the president criticized Boebert and fellow Republicans for opposing the Inflation Reduction Act.
She, along with every single Republican colleague, voted against the law that made these investments and jobs possible. And that's not hyperbole, that's a fact.
Biden attributed a $200 million investment and the creation of hundreds of jobs at the CS Wind facility to that legislation. House Republicans are intensifying their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. James Comer is chair of the Oversight Committee.
Joe Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people about his family's corrupt influence peddling schemes. Our investigation has revealed how Joe Biden knew of, participated in, and benefited from his family's cashing in on the Biden name around the world.
Comer has expressed openness to having Hunter Biden testify publicly at a later date. A recent survey indicates an increase in the number of college students encountering or witnessing anti-Semitism during the current academic year. The poll, conducted by the Jewish-led Anti-Defamation League and Hillel International, revealed that almost 3 out of 4 Jewish students and 44% of non-Jewish students have encountered or experienced anti-Jewish sentiments this school year. The above-normal Atlantic hurricane season, as designated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, ends Thursday. The agency reported that 20 named storms this year rank as the fourth highest since 1950. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO is portraying a pessimistic outlook for the economy. Jamie Dimon stated that inflation might increase further and the possibility of a recession still looms. While acknowledging the stability of the U.S. labor market, Dimon emphasized that inflation is adversely affecting people. A U.S. military V-22 Osprey aircraft with 6 people aboard crashed off the coast of western Japan today.
According to the Coast Guard, at least one person was killed in that crash. The Osprey and its crew were on their way to Kadena Air Base in Okinawa. Witnesses reported seeing fire come from the Osprey's left engine, and it did attempt an emergency sea landing. The Osprey, a hybrid aircraft that takes off and lands like a helicopter, but during flight can actually rotate its propellers forward and fly much faster, like an airplane. I'm Corey Myers.
In an interview with the New York Times, ex-House Speaker Kevin McCarthy revealed that he refrains from criticizing Donald Trump on television because it agitates the former president. McCarthy expressed his belief that publicly criticizing Trump is not appropriate. When discussing Trump's presidential aspirations, McCarthy suggested that the campaign should emphasize a more optimistic message rather than one centered on revenge. And Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is definitively stating he will not be running for president. In an interview with NBC News, Cuban declared that he has no plans to run in 2024. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.